Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag LLC, serving all your chemical and fertilizer needs. Law enforcement in Northwest Kansas are actively working a case on multiple thefts that have occurred throughout Goodland, according to a social media report from police. Items taken include tires, rims, scrap metal, and other miscellaneous items from alleyways throughout town. The suspects are described as two Hispanic males between the ages of late 20s and early 30s. They're driving a white late 90s Ford F-150 with a chrome rim on the driver's side front and a black rim on the driver's side rear. The most recent theft activity was reported on Thursday, November 13th, around 2 p.m. on the east side of Goodland. If you have any further information on these thefts or have any video footage of this vehicle in your area, please contact the Goodland Police Department. Also, if you are a victim of these thefts, please contact us to make a report. Additional video of one of the recent thefts will be posted in the comments. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. One person was injured in an accident just before 4:30 p.m. Friday in Trago County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Russell McBride, 56, of Waukini, was northbound on U.S. 283, 2 miles north of Interstate 70. The driver slammed on the brakes, laid the motorcycle on the right side, and slid for a short distance with the bike on top of his right leg. EMS transported McBride to Trago County Lemke Memorial Hospital. He was not wearing a helmet, according to the KHP. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is encouraging members of the public to share their thoughts on the use of trail cameras on public lands at the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission's next public meeting on Thursday, November 20th. The meeting will begin at noon at the Camp Aldridge Conference Center in Clayfin and continue until all agenda items are addressed. The meeting will begin with a report from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, including an update on regulation currently in the promulgation process. Other agenda items include informational updates on camping fees and non-resident waterfowl hunting on public lands, general discussions on the night vision coyote hunting permit, and duplicate boat decal fees. Topics that may be voted on a future meeting will be reviewed. The meeting will conclude with an additional opportunity for public comment. There will be no public hearing at this meeting. A complete agenda can be viewed at kansasoutdoors.gov. Attendees can participate in the meetings in person or virtually. Instructions for joining via Zoom, phone, or live streaming are available at the Kansas Outdoors website under How to Attend Commission Meetings Virtually. The next commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 8, 2026, at the Territory Ballroom in Council Grove. Congress may have ended the record-breaking federal shutdown, but states are struggling with the fallout and facing even bigger challenges ahead. A major question now is whether states will be reimbursed for the money they spent keeping essential services running. In previous shutdowns, states were usually made whole, but this time the rules are unclear. States took very different approaches during the shutdown. Some issued partial SNAP food assistance. Others funneled money to food banks, and a few created temporary state-level programs to keep families fed. Whether all of those costs qualify for repayment remains uncertain. Even with the government reopened, states are bracing for long-term strain, especially around SNAP, the federal food stamp program. A few federal laws passed this summer ties state funding to error rates in benefits payments, and advocates fear the chaos of the shutdown will push those error rates higher. States are also scrambling to alert rural residents, veterans, and older adults that new work requirements could soon cost them their benefits. Millions nationwide could eventually lose food assistance as these rules take effect. While Congress promised states would be reimbursed for expenses that would have been paid during the shutdown, analysts say the language leaves plenty of room for interpretation. It could take months before states know what they'll get back, if anything. With the government only funded through January, another shutdown could be just around the corner. State leaders warn the hardest fiscal hit may still be ahead. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The American Red Cross is on a mission to help save lives and is teaming up with Pac-Man to celebrate 45 years of the legendary game. More donors are needed now to help keep the blood supply on track through the holidays. The American Red Cross encourages donors to level up their impact by giving blood this November. Donors of all blood types, especially those with types O negative, O positive, and B negative blood, and those giving platelets, are urged to make an appointment to donate now. To celebrate the 45th anniversary of Pac-Man, the legendary video game icon, all who come to give blood November 17th through December 7th will score an exclusive pair of Red Cross Pac-Man socks while supplies last. Those who give blood or platelets during the same time frame can snag a custom Red Cross Pac-Man gashapon while they last. Join the pack. Reserve your spot to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Red Cross is facing a drop in donor turnout this fall, a time when making and keeping appointments is critical to providing life-saving blood products for patients over the holidays. More donors are needed to help keep the blood supply strong. To help empower and educate our blood donors in November, successful donations will get free A1C testing, commonly used to screen for prediabetes and diabetes. Visit redcrossblood.org/diabetes for more information. The local blood drives in Oberlin on 11/18 from 12:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Gateway. Several opportunities in Hayes. In Hill City, 12, you have December 3rd from 8:15 to 2:15 at the Hill City High School. And here in Norton on 11/24 from 9 to 3 at the Norton High School. In Nebraska news, hunters and landowners in Nebraska are invited to participate in public meetings organized by the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission to discuss big game information. These meetings, scheduled for December and January, will take place in each Game and Parks district. The sessions will begin at 6:30 p.m. local time, starting with a 30-minute open house where attendees can engage with wildlife biologists, conservation officers, and staff. A presentation by biologists will follow at 7, covering topics such as big game harvest results, season structure, management, depredation, permits, antlerless harvest, trophy management, and diseases. The meetings will be held in various locations, including Omaha on December 1st, Fairbury on December 3rd, Chadron on December 9th, and several others throughout January 15th. For those unable to attend in person, online sessions via Zoom are available on January 18th and 20th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Registration for the Zoom meetings can be completed through the event listings at calendar.outdoornebraska.gov. Your Eisenhower lunch menu: chicken fried with potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed veggies, fruit, cocktail. At the junior senior high school, regular or spicy chicken sandwich or meatball sub, cook's choice of fries, fruit, and milk. At Northern Valley, chicken strips, mashed potatoes, vegetables, roll, and fruit. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today should be sunny with a high near 66, southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 37, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south in the evening. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. And tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 35, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast after midnight. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Wednesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 62, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 59. Friday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 46, Saturday sunny with a high near 58, and Sunday sunny with a high near 60. Currently at the airport in Norton, it's 39 degrees. Humidity is at 93% with a wind speed out of the east at 10 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is at 29.66. The dew point is 37 degrees with a wind chill of 32 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State football knocked off Oklahoma State 14-6 on Saturday. It wasn't a great game for K-State as they were up by just one until 12:31 to go in the contest when Joe Jackson had a 15-yard touchdown rush and the extra point made it 14-6. The other touchdown came on an Avery Johnson pass to Jace Brown for 34 yards. Oklahoma State had more total yards than K-State, 373 to 284, more passing yards, 226 to 177, and more rushing yards, 147 to 107, while averaging 5.6 a play to K-State's 4.9 a play. The difference in the game was interceptions and turnovers overall, as K-State intercepted the ball three times and picked up two fumbles. They now sit at 5-5, one win away from bowl eligibility, and they'll travel to number 13 Utah Saturday at 3 p.m. Game will be broadcast on ESPN2. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.